Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, BPW, Shir number 135. That's Bais Pnimi, Shir for Women, Shir 135. And when we talk to the men very often, and men generally speaking, have a very strong sexual desire physically, we talk to the men very often that they have to work on their emotional side and be emotionally connected. And even when they're physically connected, sexually, it opens them up, but then they need to open up emotionally as well. And we do discuss that very strongly on the men's side. So one needs to understand that when I'm talking now to the women, remember that there's always a two-way street here. It's never just focusing on what you listeners as women need to do or work on. There's always the other side where we talk to the men with equal strength and even more so often on what they need to do for you. So in that context, what we're going to talk about today is very, very important. Because the truth is, in a healthy relationship, and it may seem that men are only one-dimensional because their sex drive is very strong, especially if the relationship is good and they are attracted to you and they want to be sexually with you. And often the thought crosses to your health, they're being into your minds and hearts. Sometimes they're being overly self-centered, or they're being overly selfish, or they're focusing just on their physical pleasure or in their sex drive and nothing else. Very often that's not the truth. Yes, they do have that. But the truth is that nothing makes men, husbands, feel closer to their wives than being both physically and emotionally connected. 66% of men in a survey on what their top sexual need is not the actual sexual intercourse per se, but connection. Yes, in the bedroom will manifest itself in sexual intercourse and sexual activity. And it is true that sex does build a connection for a husband in the same way that talking and helping around the house connects a connection for a wife. A wife needs that emotional talking things through with her husband and him listening with an open ear that creates her feeling of connection to him. For a husband, very often it's in the bedroom, certainly sexual intercourse and sexual activity that opens up his heart. There's nothing that makes men feel closer to their wives than being both physically and emotionally connected together. Like women, men do desire to be understood. This is a misconception. The activity of, if there would be like a foreplay through the course of a day when you're tired, to touch each other, to look each other in the eye, you know, when no one's around, stick away and understand your husband's physical needs inside and outside the bedroom. Her saying to him that clearly by words and by hints that she wants to connect with him, then men reciprocate. Very often they do reciprocate, not just sexually, but emotionally. They desire to be understood. They desire to be listened to. They desire to be accepted and cared for and encouraged and be given attention. If this may sound not masculine, but very often deep down, this is what they truly desire and they truly want. You give them their space and you honor their space. You know, you let them do certain things like that. In a normal, healthy relationship, they will respond in kind and appreciate it and try to do things for you once they're done with whatever they're busy doing that you let them do. There's an openness and mutual trust that keeps a couple together and become intimately united. So this is a very, very important idea. There is physical desire and sexual desire. That's true. And by a man, it's very pronounced. And we talk to the men and we explain that they need to work on their emotional aspects with their wives in order for the wives to want to be intimately, physically connected. And also, when a wife does give to their husband sexually, and the husband expresses themselves sexually, that opens up the emotions. They should use that opening of the emotions to emotionally connect. The study conducted in the University of Washington by psychologist and marriage researcher John Gottman found that an emotional connection was a missing element in marriages that ended up in divorce. Gottman and his team videotaped couples talking and interacting. At first, the results seemed trivial until researchers noticed something. that couples were making bids, which means advances for an emotional connection, and their responses to those bids determined the quality of their relationships. These emotional advances could come from a form of a question or a look or affectionate touch on the arm or any single expression that said, "I want to be connected to you." And Gottman's research showed that husbands who eventually divorced ignored their wives' emotional advances 82% of the time, compared to only 90% of men in stable marriages. Women who later divorced ignored their husbands' emotional advances 50% of the time, while those who remained married disregarded only 14% of the time of their husband's bids. Gottman and his researchers found that typical happy couple makes 100 bids of emotional connection during the course of even sitting an hour together, eating together. And according to Gottman, the satisfaction of one's sex life is directly related to the frequency in which you initiate connection and respond to your husband's attempt to connect with you. So wives, your husband will feel honored and valued and drawn to you when you bid for their connection or when you respond to their bids for connection. And satisfaction in your sex life is directly related to the frequency in which you initiate connection and respond to your husband's attempt to connect with you. Now, it is true that male brain is saturated with testosterone. So very often, men have it in their messages, in their mind, in their framework, that emotions and feelings are only for girls and only for women. We try in the men's shiurim to undo that false notion. Hashem wants the lave and the mayach. Yes, it is true that masculinity is necessary for a man. Very often he has to be less emotional and disciplined and so on and so forth, especially when he's out in the world and even at home at certain times. But why husbands do need to express emotions in healthy ways, and it's healthy. Sometimes the best way to unlock a husband's emotion is through satisfying his physical need for sex. That is true. There's no question about it. Because very often when men feel overly stressed or anxious or facing losses, they crawl inside themselves for protection and they shut themselves down to avoid conflict or talking. And yes, their sexual drive may cause them to be open for a while and then they shut down again. And we tell the men, don't waste that opportunity. Once their wives, which means you, open up to them sexually and you help them sexually and you give them that chesed of providing for their sexual needs, then the husband has that chiv and has that karas hatayiv while this is happening, foreplay, during and after, to open up emotionally and not shut down and to share feelings. Very often in good marriages, again, we're talking about good marriages, we're talking about flawed but normal people, if you work on meeting your husband's sexual needs in a real healthy way, he will open up emotionally. Sexual release does help men become more emotionally open. It is a fact of life. It is true in most cases. We tell men, when your wives allow this and you have that sexual release and you open up, you feel those emotions emotionally, keep them open and share things with your wife and become emotionally connected. Now, wives sometimes can be frustrated. It looks like the husband is just pursuing sex and a wife feels disconnected or preoccupied. And how could we have sex if we're not connected? And the answer sometimes is, again, Mrs. Davis talks about shiurim and how to go about this. You don't have to have actual desire. You just have to have an open space of relaxation to allow that desire to happen for that connectivity. And a husband can more easily connect with his wife through sex than by talking about emotions. He is more able to connect to her emotions and to be sensitive once he feels safe and once his sexual needs are met. And it's important for a wife to understand that sex often is her husband's avenue towards emotional connection. And if you try that experiment, sometimes you could talk about it afterwards and say, you want more of the sexual experience with me? Then give me more of the emotional experience with you. But try this. Set apart time to start conversations with your husband, test the waters, see if he's responding more. And after sex, very often men do open up more and take advantage of that and allow that openness to create an emotional connectivity. And then try to explain to him, you see, you know, once we're already open sexually with one another and we're enjoying each other this way, and you're opening up more emotionally, let's use that Pesach of emotional response to connect to each other emotionally in a deep way. It's okay. We talked about it, and Mrs. Davis talked about it. Sometimes when you're not up to it, you have a right to say no. You cannot feel forced. It has to be mutual. It's okay. Sometimes you're going to have to, when your husband's interested, and there are times where you're going to have to say, you know, no. But you do it in a derech eretz stick away, always with an opening that tonight may not work for me, but tomorrow night will, and so on and so forth. But you have to be very sensitive pertaining to that. Because when a wife rejects her husband's advances, he often could interpret it as her lack of sexual responses, saying to him, I don't care about you, or your needs are not important to me. And now, when wives listen to this, does it mean that they can never say not tonight? Of course they can. Doesn't mean that. Of course they can. It could be a mutual discussion about when one is not in the mood or up to it, how they communicate with each other with the Derech Eretz, and always with the reciprocation that I'll make it up to you. We'll work it through. Tonight's not good, but another night will be. So you have to be very, very careful, because often when a wife turns down a sexual advance, a husband feels emotionally rejected. They are extremely sensitive. Men, husbands, are extremely sensitive. Many people think that only women are sensitive. They're the sensitive ones. The wives are the sensitive ones. Very often, especially when it comes to sexual stuff, men are more sensitive, especially in that area. So when a wife does decide to respond to her husband's sexual need, he feels loved. When he ignores it or overtly rejects it, and especially if it's done in a mean or insensitive way, he feels unwanted. He feels unloved. And he's hurt by that frustrated look. He's hurt by that half-hearted attempt. He's hurt by the complaints. Sex is a man's way of feeling close. I know very often women resist even hearing this. And again, it's two-sided. I'm going to say this a second time over here. We talk to the men very importantly. It's okay to have a high sex drive. It's okay to be sexually interested. It's okay to want to be sexual with one's wife, but not at the expense of emotional connectivity that needs to be there. You work on your emotional connectivity, and once you have the sexual expressions, to open your heart emotionally. So again, remember that always as we're talking to you here. But you still, as women, need to understand that sex is a man's way of feeling close. If a wife often rebuffs or ignores his sexual advances, she will send the message to him. She does not want to be close to him, even though it's not true, even though you really do. Does that mean you have to jump every time he has a sexual touch or wink? No, you don't need to. He needs to understand, you know, if you have a lot of hours in the day yet, it's early, and you know, you're not in the mood right now, or you have a lot of things on your list and you need to get there. You talk about it, that's fine. He needs to be sensitive to that. But again, to recognize this yesod, that sex often is a man's way of feeling close, that opens up the emotions. Now we explain to the men on their side of it, work on that, work on the emotional connectivity. And on the wife's side, to open up and allow this, experiment with it. You'll get to enjoy it yourself also. Michelle Wiener Davis was someone we had videos in the past of her, and she basically saved a lot of marriages, prevented a lot of divorces, helped a lot of women in this aspect, and explained to women very often, you don't have to experience full-fledged desire. You just have to get yourself to a point where you're open, where you don't do these big tasks, and you get to the point where you're ready and you're relaxed enough to want to be engaged with your husband. And she said very often that women said, you know, you're right. I wasn't interested initially, but I got to a point where at least I was relaxed, ready to be open for the experience. But once the experience happened, I actually enjoyed it immensely, and very often even more than my husband. That happens very often. A husband may naturally be more interested and be sexually satisfied. That's beautiful. A wife very often was not interested, and even when she got herself to a relaxed mode, it's not like she had spontaneous desire, but once they interacted, she often enjoyed it sexually, with the sexual pleasure and all of that, even more than her husband. It's a matter of opening up with that. So just like the men need to work on their emotional aspects and need to use their physical sexual aspect to open up emotionally, for a wife, if they want the emotional connection with their husbands, very often they have to open them up physically and sexually to them. And this is a Pesach for great Shalom Bayis and for Shechina coming down, which is into the home, which is, again, something that we usually don't put the two and two together and recognize that this very aspects of all the things we talked about in this shir actually is Ratzon Hashem, and Hashem has Nachas Ruach from it, and the Shechina comes down and brings bracha and kedusha, yes, kedusha, and yes, bracha, into your homes because of this. Bracha v'atzlacha.